no injuries to report from the game. We had Daniel Fells left, but did return. He'll be fine. So no injuries to report. Questions?
John, I know Aaron Rodgers is probably the best going in the game, but didn't you think that was a little too easy?
I don't know, easy for who? It wasn't easy for us. We rolled it through about everything we had, and he's playing as well as any quarterback I've seen in the league, and I've been in the league. This is my 23rd season, so he's got a pretty good supporting cast. I think Mike McCarthy and his staff do an outstanding job, and they're pedal to the metal, and they execute very, very well.
When you got back within four, did you think you could play with them in a shootout kind of game? Because that's what it was turning into.
Well, I thought our offense was very impressive other than the turnovers. And, it wasn't all the quarterback. It was all of us. And, when you play a team, defending world champs, a team like the Green Bay Packers, and you give up an onside kick and you have the takeaways, you're not going to fare very well, and we didn't.
Right at the end of the half there, they had a drive where twice in a row Jennings was in the slot, and he just ran a simple off the line, and there's – wide open.
I love your description of it, Mike. In all honesty, it might look simple, but it's really not that simple. He just does it really well. He's got quick delivery, great accuracy, good muster on the ball, and he makes it look easy. Well, we were even last week, so there wasn't much of a theme last week other than we did have turnovers, but we took it away some too. I think we haven't played an offense like this to date, and that's not being offensive to anybody that we've played, but they're pretty special.
You went in with a little bit of an idea of maybe getting Tebow involved, the game just went a different direction?
Well, that, and we did it once and we lost yardage, that wasn't all on him by any stretch. Didn't prove to be real beneficial, so we went a different direction. And, I thought all in all we moved the ball pretty effectively. We just didn't score as many points as we needed to, and we matched our, season high, so to speak, today.
Do you give any credit to, aside from the credit that you give to him, do you analyze your defense giving up 49 points?
Well, they had some help. Don't get me wrong, we were to blame on a lot of stuff, and there's no doubt we've got a ways to go. That wasn't a total surprise to me. I think missing Champ Bailey didn't really help matters much with multiple wideouts. That's why I think we saw so much of it. So we learned a little bit about some of our players, some of our schemes, and the fact that we aspire to be where they are, and we're not there yet.
Plays on the board, and
our people upstairs saw enough of it to think it was a fumble. There was a couple of reviews. One of our interceptions I think was under review, and then Aaron Rodgers' rushing touchdown went under review, so I didn't have the luxury of standing and seeing all the replays. But
in your scouting, was there any indication that Green Bay might try an offside
kick? No, that was one we and it was really very, very, very well executed. And, hats off to them. They executed very well. We didn't probably react perfectly, but that was a very well executed onside.
How easy will it be to carry this one given the first place in your division coming up?
Well, I think, I haven't really got over this one yet, but I'm aware of who we play next week. They're all the same. You look at the tape, you grade it, you evaluate it as a staff. You might make personnel changes, you might not. Same thing we do every week. They all count the same regardless whether it's one or 21, at the end of the day.
The coach got to ask, when it got out of hand late in the game, 5-6 minutes to go, at any point did you think maybe you'd get Tim some snaps?
Well, I think, like I've said many times, we feel Kyle Orton is our starting quarterback. And
just for experience.
I think, we need our starting quarterback to get experience. And for us to improve, that's the idea behind that you know, he needs to get better in our system. I know he gets judged a lot, you know, from the past couple of years, but, you know, we're trying to get him better in our system and use that experience to get better.
On the defensive side, you did bring in some young guys. Chris Harris was getting some Carter. Was it a different velocity then on the defense with you since some young guys late?
You know, again, we've been together as a defense for, you know, not even 2 months yet, and we're starting to learn more and more about our players. We have some young players that we took a look at, and, you know, hopefully we can get a little bit healthier this next week and, you know, evaluate our personnel and move from there. You know, I think, yeah, this is the ultimate of team games. I don't want to single out one guy, but he kind of sticks out. I'm sure their team feels the same way. But there's no doubt he has an excellent supporting cast, and they're part of the problem, too.
John, you rely a lot on the running game and have your whole career. They hardly ran the ball at all on games to be decided. Is the running game still necessary in the NFL?
You know, again, I believe so. When this weather starts turning, you know, I don't think the weather's like it was today here in Green Bay, you know, a little bit when it's crunch time in the season. You know, I think you've got to be able to do both. They do one so exceptional. I don't blame them for not running it. So, you know, we're not there yet.
So, we're able to open it up a little bit more, get Brandon Lloyd involved. Did you guys see some stuff that thought you'd be able to open it up?
Well, as I mentioned before, and, you know, Brandon missed a week, part of a week, part of another week. You know, we had him for a full week in practice, and, you know, it's hard to, you know, highlight a player in an offense when you're not sure they're going to be in the game. So I think, you know, that's something we can grow with, and unfortunately he missed some time, but, you know, I thought that helped that he was in there today. Not close enough. And, you know, anytime you deal with the particular injury he has, you know, you get too cute and now you're at a do-over and you got another month. So, you know, with a player as competitive as Champ, sometimes, you know, you got to trump his wanting to play. He worked out, but I wouldn't call it a workout, if that makes any sense. There was never any thought of playing him. You know, for me to sit here and say yes, no, you know, without viewing the tape, talking to the staff, you know, I wouldn't rule it out, but, you know, I'm not going to make any guarantees at this point.